It's Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign-Urbana's own world-renowned blues band Kilbourne Alley highlights tonight's concert outside at Research Park. Andrew Duncanson, Chris Breen with us in studio. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the group. Kilbourne Alley's been around now since 2000. Andy, hard to believe it's been 15 years, isn't it?
It is hard to believe. Times just flies when you're having fun.
And you two, if I recall correctly, you've been there since the start.
Yep, since the beginning.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about just how you guys ended up getting together.
Well, we started playing instruments in our teenage years, and we formed a band, and that's the same band we're still in right now. So it was me and Chris and Josh Stimmel, and we started with our high school friend Anthony DeCerbo, and then we had a few different drummers, but that was the makeup of the band 15, 16 years ago.
Well, I know you guys just got back not too long ago from Germany, had a nice tour over there into England and in Germany. Andy, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we in June and a little part of July we went to London, England, did a show, a place called the Grape and Grain in South London, and had a blast. And then the next day we got on a bus and went to Germany for 2 weeks of fun. We had 6 shows in those 2 weeks, and they were just a blast. We had 3 festivals, some outdoor shows, and a bunch of cool clubs in Germany.
Now, I got to admit, when I think of Germany and music, I don't necessarily think of the blues right off, but what were the crowds like over there? What was the reception like?
You know, great. Lots of crowds were big, very receptive, liked to party, dance, and enjoy themselves, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear some music here as well, and I think we're going to slow things down. Chris, we're going to hear Can I Get a Hello? What do you think about this one?
Oh, it's always been an enjoyable song for me. You know, we're down a guitar player, so we're missing the killer solos, but yeah, it's a good listen.
A little slow C blues for you. Can I Get a Hello?
1, 2, 3. Can I get a hello, baby? Oh, yeah. Could I get a goodbye? Can I get a hello, baby? Oh, yeah. Could I get a goodbye? You know that love I don't have. Oh, Lord, makes me hang my head and cry. Hey, baby, could I spend some time with you? Hey, baby, could I spend some time with you? You know, it's that love I don't have makes me come out every night and sing the blues. I'm lonely, lonely, and I'm begging you for one kiss. You know, I'm lonely, lonely, and I'm begging you for one kiss. That love I don't have, that's the love I miss. Oh yeah. Mm.
Yeah, very good. So tonight's show, in addition to the usual band, which is always awesome, you've got a couple special guests coming in as well. Jerry Hunt, Corey Dennison. Andy, tell us a little bit about those guys.
Jerry's one of our oldest musical friends. I mean, we met him 10-plus years ago when he was with the Nick Moss Band, or actually they were called Nick Moss and the Flip Tops then. So we've known Jerry for a long time. He played on all of our CDs, basically. He's played harmonica, mandolin, keyboards, even drums on one of our CDs. So he's been a longtime friend, and we've done a lot of gigs with him. And now he's been partnered up with this guy, Corey Dennison, who's an amazing guitar player and singer. Heck of a blues shouter. Me and him say we're a couple of blues shouters, and he sure can do it.
Talking about current personnel here in the group, Ed O'Hara was a rock on drums for you guys for about 10 years, but sounds like a little change here this year on the drums.
Yep, for the past year or so, just about, Aaron A-Train Wilson's been holding down the beat and doing a wonderful job.
And Josh Stemmel on guitar, of course, he's been with you for quite a while. Chris, what's it like playing with Josh?
Well, it's like playing with the Hitman. I mean, he's a great guitar player and never ceases to amaze me.
And Andy, talk about the differences, playing at an outside venue like Research Park, as opposed to when you think of blues, you typically think of, playing in a club somewhere, a little smaller venue. Just talk about a little bit about the differences there.
Well, you still have to grab people's attention, in a club it's a little bit easier. You get on the big stage, on an outdoor show, you still got to try to get across to everybody out there. And that's a challenge, but it's a good challenge for us to have.
Andy Duncanson and Chris Breen from Kilbourne Alley playing live tonight for Outside at Research Park. The James Jones Trio starts things off at 6:30 tonight. We've got time for just a little more music here this morning. We'll hear a bit of Comeback off Kilbourne Alley's new album due out later this year.
One, two, three, four. Please, baby. Please come back, come on back to our love. All right. Magazines and coupons are all I ever get. Postman never brings nothing from your zip. And if my phone should ring with your area code, don't you know now that my heart would explode? Gotta come back. Come back to our love.